This segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Here's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Hi, Lou.
John, hope you had a nice Easter.
Yeah. Did you have 79 people over and 4,000 eggs? I mean,
no.
You do Thanksgiving that way.
We do not do Easter that way. We had almost all of our children, but two were not with us for Easter, but we had a lovely time.
Friends of mine have adult children, and they still do an Easter egg hunt with, like, people in their 20s.
Right. We do not. Although my wife does do Easter baskets still for the adult children.
Yeah. Brenda, I think, will do that, too, for infinity. Well, I'll put it this way. She doesn't do it for our adult sons, but for their children, she does. She makes a lovely Easter basket.
And love it.
I think it's the giving that is the fun.
100%.
John Williams, I'm 68-year-old mother of four kids, two who went to Michigan, and I'm driving down to Indy to go to the game tonight by myself, says this.
I have my Michigan hat on right now. You know, our son and our money went to Michigan, and and our daughter-in-law also from Michigan, so we watched this weekend and was very excited, and now we'll see what happens.
They're not the Darth Vader of the Big Ten. This listener says, hey, John, tell Lou Michigan sucks. Go green. So I presume that's a Michigan State fan. They're not even
It sounds like it, or Ohio State.
But that's not UConn. Lou, what's your prediction for the game? And then I'll ask you about more germane things.
UConn's great. Their coach is terrific, but there's something about this Michigan team. They just don't give up, and they really rally towards the end. Now, they didn't need to do that against Arizona, but I know they've got one player out with a MCL sprain, and he's a stud, but we'll see. I think Michigan's going to win. It's going to be close, but they're going
to
win.
My sister Mary is to Arizona what you are to Michigan. I did not communicate with her about this. I know that feeling, and there's no salve you can put on that wound.
No.
Lou, why is now a good time to check for leaks in our home?
I get this email, actually, this morning from producer extraordinaire Lindsay Smithwick about her sink leaking. She goes, I didn't know it was leaking. And, she went down underneath the sink. And so that's what I'm talking about this morning. I want everyone to go around to their vanities, to their kitchen sinks. You know, especially our kitchen sinks, we shove so much stuff down there. And it's not uncommon that you jostle a P-trap or something like that.
With the garbage can. We do it all the time.
All the time. And so it's a really good idea to occasionally go and check all that out. And I would just remove everything. You probably have stuff in there you can throw away. If you're not quite sure, my trick is that you take a little toilet tissue paper and you open it up and you lay it down on the bottom of the cabinet and let it sit there for... Because the toilet paper will get wet right away and you'll know. And what I have done in my homes, which, the company out of Bolingbrook WeatherTech, which is an American company that makes all their stuff here in America. You know, they make, mats for your cars and mud flaps and all that kind of stuff for your auto. But they have a whole home line as well. And they came up with something called a sink mat in different sizes and different colors.
What a good idea.
And you can cut it to fit into the base of your kitchen
Yes.
cabinet,
yes.
wall to wall,
yes.
and it will hold up to a gallon of water.
Well,
so it's a really good way to, if you get, you have a leak, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, it's leaking, but that thing can buy you some time. I have no connection to this company whatsoever, other than I think it's a great idea.
Plus, you could then, I presume, take it out and clean it and then put it
100%.
Back in, which
100%.
Is what I do with my WeatherTech mats in my car.
Yeah.
And we just recently had a thing like that, where it was a little P-trap in this kitchen sink. And, you know, it was kind of damp down there and moist, but I didn't pay any attention to it until I had to pay attention to it. What is your thought about using liquid Drano or those kind of things in the kitchen sink?
I would like people to avoid it, but it is, especially with older homes, it's not a bad idea. There's one product in particular that I recommend all the time that's actually a crystal. It's not a liquid, and it's called InstaFlow. And what you do is you pour this over the drain. First of all, if you have a slow running drain, you warm the drain up with a little warm water. So you let the water and let that kind of drain slowly. Then you pour a big, like the size of a baseball mound of this stuff in the drain. And then you pour boiling water over the top to dissolve the crystals. And the odor that comes off of this, you got to watch it so you don't put your nose over it, because it is, wow, it's really strong. But then you let that percolate for 90 seconds, and then you drain it with hot water again. And it almost always will clear that drain. It's really something else. It's called InstaFlow. It's made in Texas, and it comes in what looks like a giant vitamin bottle.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, is heard on WGN Radio weekdays, Saturdays from 6 to 10, and weekdays too.
You're right.
We're ready to answer some questions, Lou?
Yes, sir.
Is it okay to reconnect the outside hoses?
Yeah, I think you're fine. I mean, we're in April, and even if we got we're not going to get sub-zero weather, so absolutely reconnect. But I will caution people that, if you didn't disconnect the hoses, in time and you waited to that deep freeze, double check, because if you have a frost-proof silcock on the outside of your home, there's a chance that when you turn it on, you get water in the basement if that that pipe that goes from the inside to the outside cracked because there was water in there. So just be mindful when you turn it on. Just, run downstairs where that is on the inside and just make sure you don't hear or see any water.
I heard you quote a passage, philosophical over the weekend, Lou, and we're getting questions like this. What's the name of the book your wife told you to read from the show on Saturday, says Lynette in LaPorte.
Have you read this book?
No.
I heard you called in dead.
Yeah.
Have you read it?
No, but I heard you talk about it.
By John Kenny. And it's, Mary Beth said, read this book, you're going to think it's great. And I was on a flight, and she goes, I'm not a fast reader. She goes, you'll read it both ways. And so I did. And it was hilarious. I mean, I was laughing out loud. And it's basically the story of an obituary writer for like a news service in New York. And after he's divorced and after a failed blind date, he writes his own hilarious obituary, but then in a drunken stupor posts it. And then the story evolves from there. Huh. It's very good.
So it's a true sort of memoir sort of story.
It's a novel. It's a novel.
Oh, it's a novel.
Okay. It's a novel, which I normally don't read. I'm reading an economics book about Chicago right now, but it's taking me forever. And this was a nice diversion from it. And I literally was on the plane. The guy goes, what are you reading? And because I was laughing out loud. It's kind of snarky, funny humor. And the writer really does a terrific job.
I heard you called in dead.
I heard you called in dead by John Kenny.
Lou, our kitchen faucet is leaking. It seems to happen only when the hot water is running. 20-year-old faucet, we're not handy. Can we fix this ourselves?
Well, if you're not handy, then no, because if it's just the hot water side, chances are the insert, the cartridge, is what needs to be replaced if it's just leaking when you turn it on. And it does require some level of handiness to replace all that. You have to turn the water off underneath. I think that if it's a 20-year-old faucet, I would probably, if you're going to hire a plumber, I would probably then just move on to a new faucet as opposed to replacing that, because you're going to bring a plumber in there to spend a lot of money on fixing a 20-year-old faucet. You might as well just have them provide a new faucet and be done.
Lou, I understand you should never pour boiling water down the drain. Is that true?
Well, no. You can do that. In particular, when I just mentioned about the InstaFlow, that's really the preferred method. The hotter the water, the better. So the pipes can handle boiling water. I mean, in the minute it hits the pipes, it's not boiling anymore, but it's still very hot. And it's fine.
This from 815. A couple of weeks ago, Lou mentioned a product for cleaning windows that worked well on shower doors. Could he mention that again?
It's a product called Bright and Clean, and it's either Bright and Clean or Bright and Clear. I think it's Bright and Clean, and it's a powder, a very highly refined powder. You take a microfiber towel, you get that wet in warm water, wring it out, pour the powder on there like you're salting a bagel, not a bagel, salt in your eggs. And then in a circular motion, you rub it onto the glass, and it's amazing. It does a really nice job. It's really for shower doors. It's not something I would use on your, well, you could use it on your windows, you know, like if you have a place where the sprinkler heads are leaving a deposit and you just can't get it off, it'll definitely work for that.
Vivian has a question for Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Hey, Vivian, you're on WGN Radio.
Well, good morning. I just had to laugh because of listening to you and Lou, and then in traffic, I was at a stoplight. There was a truck in front of me with Manfredini on it. I guess I'll give the guy a plug because it's Manfredini Landscape and Design. I just thought it was funny.
Those are my cousins.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. Cousin Rico.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Well, hey, Rico. Yeah. WGN Radio Sales is just down the hall.
Anyway, thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And I'm sure they're thanking you for the free plug.
I'm sure.
They'll give you a hosta. All right, buddy. We'll listen for you through the weekend on Saturday morning at 6 and have a fun time tonight. My best to Mary Beth.
See you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. That's your friend and mine, Lou Manfredini.